Major General Athar Abbas told reporters that government forces are now in full control of Mingora, despite encountering pockets of resistance on the outskirts of the town. Abbas said 25 militants, including two top Taliban commanders, were killed and three other commanders were arrested during military operations over the past 24 hours. He said a huge cache of arms and ammunition were discovered, along with a training base of militant leader Mulana Fazlullah, whose fighters have been waging a two-year-long battle to impose strict Islamic law in the region. Abbas said local citizens were key to the military success in Mingora.
The people of Mingora have started pinpointing the militants who were trying to pose as innocent citizens.
Even with Mingora in hand, Abbas said the battle was far from over in Swat, where government forces are still fighting militants in two other neighboring districts. Abbas also said the battle includes keeping track of top Taliban militants in the region.
We are refraining from announcing or declaring unless and until you have something in hand, some proof, some smoking gun, which is difficult, but we are trying our best. But I can assure you that the top tier leadership have been targeted and it is constantly being followed with our intelligence.
It is impossible to independently confirm information released by the Pakistani military because the conflict area is closed to non-combatants. Military analysts say the real sign of military success will be if the Pakistani army can hold its territory and keep Taliban militants from coming back to fight another day. The military launched a major offensive nearly 1 month ago in Swat Valley and neighboring areas to oust Taliban militants who are extending their control over the northwestern region near the border with Afghanistan. The campaign is strongly backed by Washington and other Western allies who see it as a test of the government's resolve to fight extremism in Pakistan. The United Nations says the fighting has caused more than 2 million people to flee the region, raising fears of a humanitarian crisis. This week, Pakistan experienced two deadly terrorist attacks, one in Lahore that killed around 30 people, and another in Peshawar at a popular market that left at least 14 people dead. Major cities, including the capital Islamabad, were put on high alert after a top Taliban commander claimed responsibility for the Lahore attack, calling it revenge for the Swat Valley offensive. Catherine Maddox, VOA News, Islamabad.